Hey, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 34 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever, if it's geeky, if it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about responsivizing your website, but first, a word from our sponsor, PeersConf. So PeersConf is coming up in maybe a week, I think. Today is the 21st. So if you go to PeersConf, it's April 30th. There's still a register today button. So we're going to keep on advertising. It's an amazing conference. So amazing that it's worth you considering registering, even though it is 9 days from now. Go to peersconf.com, check out the amazing talks, amazing speakers, the incredible environment, and go and then tell me that you're going so that I can be jealous of you because it's friggin' sweet. That's it. PeersConf.com. So there's another tiny little precursor before we get on to talking about the actual topic today. It has come to my attention that the Mildly Alarming podcast, which is a podcast run by two board game designers who are both friends of mine. I don't really play board games, but I like them. And I have played some board games and enjoyed them, but I'm just not like a board game kind of connoisseur or anything. But they're actually designing board games, and they have a podcast called the Mildly Alarming Podcast, mildlyalarming.com. And they've declared podcast war on the 5-Minute Geek Show because I mentioned something in passing on a previous show that that referenced them. So if you want to hear about the podcast war, you can listen to their episode 7, which will be in the show notes. Additionally, they are very good audio engineers, and so they did something in their latest show that I had to share with you guys because it's amazing. So I'm going to play that right now.
Attention podcast travelers. The following is an official travel warning. The U.S. State Department does not recommend travel to the Mildly Alarming podcast due to ongoing hostilities with the 5-Minute Geek Show. Citizens remaining in the Mildly Alarming podcast despite this warning should eschew any appearance of competence or good health in order to avoid conscription by the Mildly Alarming. You are urged to stay indoors whenever possible to evade detection by the invading 5-Minute Geek Squad. These injunctions will remain in effect until further notice.
You hear that? The 5-Minute Geek Squad. I feel like I want a 5-Minute Geek Squad now. That just made my day. I can't even tell you. So that part actually was in episode 8, which will also be in the show notes. So what I wanted to do in this podcast, I wish I had something I could do in 5 minutes. I'll probably do in a screencast this is I wanted to build a game, an online game, because I'm a developer, not a board game developer, to allow our podcasts and their listeners to battle each other. So maybe I'll do a screencast of like building one of those in Laravel or Angular or something like that, how to have the two battle it out. I don't know. I'm like grinning like an idiot because I'm just so amused and happy with that. So we're now 3 minutes in the podcast and I haven't talked about what we're talking about. So I was recently listening to an episode of that podcast, which is also run by some friends of mine. I have friends who podcast, and they were talking about responsive redesigns of existing websites, and it triggered my memory to think like, hey, that's a thing that I do. I like that. I'll link that episode in the show notes. So I realized I should talk about it just a tiny bit. So there's two kind of spaces where I would look at that. So one of them is I did a video a while back that I'll put in the show notes where it was me taking a comp, which is like a Photoshop document of a full website, and just building a tiny little responsive kind of landing page at there. And that was the old Titan.co, T-I-G-H-T-E-N, that's my business, our landing page, before we could actually build out a full version of the website. And we actually still don't have the full version, but it's fuller than that video. But you can see kind of me processing through some of the decisions that we need to make in terms of making responsive website web designs there. And I also did the same thing for the old Laravel website. It wasn't responsive. I did a video of me responsivizing it, and then apparently it's just disappeared into ether. So here are some notes, and I'm going to try and hunt down whether maybe it's a blog post and I thought it was a video, or where was it? Because I feel like I've shared my thoughts on this before, but I can't find it. So I'm going to share them with you. So essentially what you're doing when you're responsivizing an old website is you're finding the places where the website breaks and you're fixing them. So one of the things to do when you're responsivizing an old website is to take anything where there's pixel widths and you need to change them into something a little more flexible. So in general, pixel widths are bad. Really, the only time you want a pixel width on a site at all responsive or not, is if it's something that's explicitly tied to the specific kind of display of a graphic. So if that graphic, whether it's interactive or not, needs to be 351 pixels, and at any other size, it's both wrong and maybe, you know, kind of distorted, that's an appropriate time. Almost always, other than that, things should be in percentages or M's or REMs. So percentages say display this thing at 50% wide of its parent container or whatever. M's say it should be, an M is like a single, like a, it's a typographic unit that basically says like one character. And then a REM is the same thing as an M. The difference is an M is relative to its parent. So if your parent is really small and you're one M, then you're really small. If your parent's really small and you're one REM, you're still one REM. REM is REM is REM. It's always the same the whole way across the website. Then I don't have enough time to talk about those more deeply. So that's one thing to do. And another thing to do is find all the places where you are making visual considerations based on the width of the screen. Usually that's things like columns. And you need to recognize that those things are going to need to break down when they go into smaller spaces. And then finally, you're basically going to want to turn everything that is fixed to a certain width to be flexible. And then you're going to need to give it a top bound. So basically, all this type of stuff that we say, the width of the website is 800 pixels or whatever, you need to change it to say the width of the website is whatever the width of their browser is, and then find at what point that becomes too wide, and then lock it there. So usually what ends up being is saying, make the website 100% of the width until 1200 pixels, and then just lock it there, because anything above that is just too much. And you can bump up your fonts or bump down your fonts using media queries as the size goes up and down. You can add or remove columns or add or remove little doohickeys as the size of the site goes up and down. And usually you'll get to a point where you have at least some horizontally laid out elements that are appropriate when horizontally laid out, for example, like the navigation bar at the top of the site. And those you're going to have to figure out when they run out of space, what am I going to do there? And usually, if, for example, for navigation, it's under a certain size. I hide it and then I put a little hamburger icon. When you click or tap the hamburger icon, then it expands it out or something like that. So those are the basic pieces. Take the site as it is and identify what are the things that are limiting it functioning at a smaller size. And usually they have to do with, you know, hard constraints on widths because of pixels or because of columns. It's things that are necessarily horizontal because of the way the site works that run out of space at a certain point. And it's just the fact that a lot of things tend to be hard-coded in non-flexible widths in the first place. That is enough to cover most of it. Now, of course, a full responsive redesign is going to be a lot of considerations about, like, man, if you just take this massive site that we have that's 15 columns and all this kind of crap, and then you just throw it, you know, one after the other, you drop the columns on mobile, it's going to be like the longest thing ever. Nobody's ever going to read this. Well, great. We'll start dumping out which pieces you think are unimportant enough that you can cut them. But then the thing is, if they're unimportant enough that you can cut them at the mobile size, then maybe they're unimportant enough that you should cut them at the desktop size too. So there's a lot of great considerations to have there. I'd love to talk more about it, but it's already 8 minutes. But basically, responsive redesign is just identifying what are the things that are keeping your website from being viewed, not pinched out and zoomed out, but at a normal size on a, you know, 300 pixel wide device or whatever, and then get rid of those constraints or use media queries to add those constraints as the browser gets bigger or as the window gets bigger. So I'm going to see if I can hunt down any other videos of me talking about this kind of stuff and link them in the show notes. So this will be a prolific show note episode. But for now, that's it. So insert awesome edited sound effects of bombs and guns going off as I attack the mildly alarming podcast, but I'm not a good sound editor like they are. Thank you for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. And if you like the show, please share it with your friends, rate it in iTunes. Thanks. Until next time, this is Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
5 Minute Geek Show.
All right, good job, bud.
5 Minute Geek Show.
Yeah! Perfect.